Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a question. How much of your life is ruled by the clock? And what do you think would happen if all indications of time, clock, sunlight, and darkness, were taken away? These are questions scientists in France set out to answer. 15 volunteers spent 40 days and 40 nights in the Lombreve Cave in southwestern France, part of an experiment called Deep Time. The project's director, Christian Clou, recorded parts of his experience in the cave. Here he is talking about the conditions.
We live in 10 degrees Celsius and 100% of humidity, which is really hard to live, in fact, and our body is really impacted by this kind of environment. But plus than that, we are under total darkness because we are in a cave and we have to create all our light. And of course, we don't have time information.
He and other volunteers emerged from the cave on April 24th, and now the researchers are poring over their findings. And Christian Clou joins us now by Skype from France. Welcome.
Hi.
What were the first few days like?
Well, the first few days was quite interesting because we were just trying to seek for time and hours, and we didn't have any time information, no clock, no sun, or nothing to understand it. So it was a bit difficult for the first time. You wake up and you just don't know what time is it, and you just have to think, oh, how much time did I slept, and was it enough? And so you need to adjust a lot.
You know, it actually occurred to me that so many of the questions that come to mind for me are about time with this experiment, which is funny because the interrogation of time is the reason for this study. But with that, how did your internal clock start to change as you spent more time in that cave and you became acclimated to not actually knowing the time at all?
Yeah, it was quite an amazing experience for that. And finally, we observed that we were on cycles of 32 hours and not 24 hours like a normal way. So it was a feeling like 29 days. So we changed completely our perception of time. It was amazing to observe that.
Wow. So instead of the 24-hour clock, you kind of were on a 32-hour clock. So then that changed the amount of days that you were actually in the cave.
Yeah, exactly. We were feeling much a shorter day than normal. And when people came to told us, hey, guys, it's finished. We have to go outside. It was just, it's impossible. We don't want. Nobody was really happy to go outside.
Very interesting. Let's break down some specifics. So you were following your biological clock to know when to sleep and eat. Take me through what a typical awake period was like for you. How did you all plan out activities, when to eat, when to sleep?
Yes, so we were just had one rule. We wasn't allowed to wake up someone else. So we needed just to follow our rhythm. So we wake up in the morning, or what were our morning in a way, and we hid 500 meters from our camp, base camp, to our living place where we had some light and some food and all what we needed to have some breakfast and else. So sometimes I was having my breakfast when other people were having lunch or were going to bed. So it was really disturbing to see that, and we were having really different kind of time. But we needed also to work together. So we sometimes grab someone and tell him or her, hey, guys, you have to stay here. We have to work together and to do some science or some study or things like that. So it was really trying to find a way to work together, even if we were following our own rhythm. It was really interesting to see that.
What was revealed to you in that part of the experiment when you could see that some of the folks that were down there with you had different biological clocks?
Well, we knew it would happen, but it was really a surprise to have such amount of differences. I mean, it was completely at the beginning. We all were in different rhythm, and it was really hard to understand who was sleeping, who was working. But after some like 20 cycles, a cycle was equivalent of a day outside. In our cycles, we began to find a way to, well, following our old rhythm, but also trying to spend time together on chatting and else. So it was a nice experience to see that human beings want to spend time together, whatever happened.
The other big part of this experiment, of course, it was to interrogate time, but also to look at possible ways that we as human beings can live. I mean, other possibilities. What are some of the big things that you took away first, maybe personally about yourself that you didn't know about yourself? And then second, kind of where you take this information now that you're back into this world where we're so tied to our clocks.
For myself, it was really an amazing experience because I'm so used to have organization on time, on meeting, and suddenly I lost all of that. And it was just, oh, God, I have to listen to my body, listen to my own information. And at the beginning, it was hard, but after some few days, it was like a really big freedom. So when I get outside, it was just really hard, and it's still hard right now to adapt again to the normal world we have and to have some appointment and schedule and obligation and all that things we didn't have in the cave. So I had
to adjust. Because you've only been out for a few days.
Yeah, it's just 10 days now. So yeah, it's hard to adjust, but it's our life, so we need to accept it. But we maybe also need, as a society, to think more of all that and the time we have for ourselves, for friends, for love. We may be a bit lost in our crazy life we have right now.
Right. We can do without light. We can do without clocks. But yeah, we can't really do without each other.
Yeah, exactly. We really need more time to spend time with other people. I think in our society now, we spend too much time working on doing things and with obligation, but we lost a bit of the track of what is really mandatory for human, which is love on other people.
Christian Clou is the project director for Deep Time, and we will have photos of this experiment at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience with us.
It was a pleasure.